Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. It's Friday. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're ready to go wild and have a fun, great time with you. A lot of individuals calling in today at the 773-897-6461, and we're welcoming you. We make sure that you get ahead of everyone today with going into PsychicsGoneWild.com and putting for all those prizes. We've got a bunch of prizes, and we're adding them up as we go. The holiday season, we even get more wilder and more prizes. So get ready. Go on the fourth part of that right there and put in with Psychics Gone Wild. I say we. Well, each time, as those of you who've been keeping track, we have a different individual. Fridays is our magic day. I gave it away. And our day that's very great for our person that comes in on Fridays who's here. Those of you know her as an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8 and since then has been on radio, television, film. And we love her and know her as our magic one, as I gave the name away, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you today?
I am good. Sorry. Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. I was sitting here reading on how to turn the sound off on my computer, listening to beautiful Linda Irwin going, what? Oh, yeah, we're talking to me. We're on air. I am great. It's a beautiful day here in L.A. Soft breeze, sunny, warm. It's delightful.
So glad. And those of you guys tuned in, we have so much fun for you on Fridays that we take today and we relax a little bit. This is live, so all of you that are from the Speak Up Radio and our friends over in iHeart, we welcome you. We do know that this is very much a good cast, and I had a lot of individuals asking me, Jethro, you don't take a lot of this stuff out. No, because it is live, we want you to know that we are real live individuals. We're very real, very accurate psychic mediums, individuals here to help you is what our most goal mission is. I have a lot of you asking me today what happened, and we're going to play our little bit of our beginning of the show with our intro, and that was what you heard us talk about, is we help individuals, light workers. I have some friends asking me, what happened to some of the music? We'll be playing a little bit of that today, too. But more importantly, what we want to do is we wanted to start this out today talking about what you guys ask the most about, and this is readings are helping each other. Patty, we have a couple of emails here, and those of you calling in will get a chance today, but we do a topic. We're giving thanks for all the friends and individuals that have been here. One of our friends here, Monty, is writing in here, and he's asking Patty, how do I know when I'm sitting here at my house and I had something tap or something work and I've done some mediumship work that I'm actually doing the intent of it? A lot of times I felt like after I did the mediumship work that maybe it was my own imagination. Is it possible at times that this could be more of a spiritual thing of you getting to know yourself? That's how I feel like sometimes it's part of me, not actually a guide.
Yeah. That's a beautiful question, and that's a very wise question, actually. And yet, there's the rub. That's the secret to it all. It is learning to trust our intuition, learning to have faith. Okay, this is real, and I trust it. And at the same time, learning to know, okay, this is my imagination. I want to hear something so much that that's not the cat outside. No, that's a spirit in my living room. But we have that ability. You do. But the whole, no, I don't want to say trick of it, but the knowledge is learning to know that difference of wishful thinking and trusting spirit. Usually you're right in thinking, wow, that really is something, and it usually is. And then your little reasoning brain, that sense of reason gets in the way. Oh, no, that couldn't have been real. I must have been making that up. That's the doubt. That's where faith comes in. You really do know, so trust it.
I love that, and I agree so much. And I know that a lot of times, one of the things I can tell, especially if you new readers that are doing this, the excellent word that will get it is to tape it. Tape your sessions. It's something I have done for way over 30 years. And no, I'm a little embarrassed about my voice. I laugh when I'm doing the show here, and I'll check on it. It isn't about me. It's about taping that for that reason. One of the excellent things, is like Patty was saying there too, is the guides in the spirit are moving you. There's times that you're in that session that then later when it does, if you go back over that tape, Monty, and you listen to it and you are hearing it said, good example, when the spirit moves and the guides are talking and they're raising a vibration, you're going to say so much more that you won't remember back with the left side. But if you have that tape, you can listen it over. Okay, here we go. And put some things in your, what you want to say, your work or your seance, your things. Put some actual individual things there. I've had people that are very good friends of mine or other ones come along and they were like, okay, in this part of it, what do you get with this happening in the country? What do you feel with this? And, you know, nothing rehearsed, something that they just give you. Go with what your guides are doing. The surprisingly excellent part of the accuracy is, like Patty said, is that part of the magic? Is it real? That's a good way to test yourself and as readers to know that you're doing it. It also is a good way to curb yourself. Oh my goodness, I was picking up that this woman and these children and there's no children. Well, if you look at it and you look and say, okay, what I'm seeing is new young individuals, which also subconsciously means new beginnings. So, you know, and I've had people tease me. They said, Jethro, you have this funny way you talk. When I'm reading someone and I'm in the psychic energy, I am correlating Jethroism to other people. Because if you guys have listened, a lot of times I'm hearing the other energy. And people say, Jethro, what did you say? So I have to go back and clarify. Where if you've got it taped, you can kind of work that out. And then all your clients hearing is the best of you. So we love all of you guys tuning in. Patty, we've got another one right here. My friend tells me, Patty, that my cousin who passed from the other side has a message for me. This really freaks me out because when we were alive, all he ever did was compete with me. Well, I'm looking at having a friend help me with this, and we've set it up and everything to make sure that I can hear what my cousin from the other side has to say. Is there any way that if I get the message, I don't like it, that I could send back a message to him what I feel about it?
of course, if the lines of communication are open, Again, trust that. If you're working with a medium, a friend who's a medium, or you're working with some divination to speak with spirit in whatever form, trust that. And don't think that you're not going to like it. Don't even set that up. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised that maybe they wised up a little and it wasn't all about the competition. And maybe they're just going to kind of let you know that it was all how much they admired you and looked up to you. But so be open to it, be something different. And whatever it is, whether it's good or whether it is like, oh yeah, I'm still competing, which I don't think it is, you certainly can communicate back. Same way, yes, speak aloud. They're going to hear you, especially if you're working with the veil open and you're working with somebody who's truly communicating with them.
I agree so much, Patty, and I love that. And that's something that a lot of times, you know, as the other individuals on the other side, things do change. One of the great experiences, and you hear this quite a bit in our career, is I get along better with so-and-so now that they're on the other side. And we joked. I mean, you all know our Amy Kavanoff here that is our widow. She had a husband who's on the other side, and she says that, you know, she feels like he's dumped her on the other side. She feels like they've had some situations. But it's all been a very good healing process where as the going through the ascension, there's a whole different work once you're over there. So let us know. We're looking here and we want to welcome. We've got to write and let you know, Jethro, that Patty Negri is just the most phenomenal person. I've listened to her show quite a few times and I'm hoping tonight you can put this on. Please let her know that my aunt was also a medium and I just think that Patty puts such a positive magic energy that she's got me back into looking into my old family albums. Long story short, I realized that my aunt Tarisha was always very psychic and very medium, and it's giving a good connection with my aunt. So thank you, Jethro and Patty, for being on the air. Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. And yay to what you're doing. See, now you're making that connection. That's beautiful.
We love that. And Patty, you know, this is something that we've had a little work with it. We both know that one of our phenomenal American Federation psychics, Jennifer Wallens, is connected more maybe with the animal and it's more out of our way. But Patty, is there a lot of times when you're working with other individuals that you, like if you, let's say you have someone who had an animal for many years, that you'll see the animal come through with them?
Yes, I can't. Almost every session that I work with, especially with seances and things, I think animals, again, they are the most loyal in life, so why would they not be the most loyal in death? And I think their transition and their what they do beyond it is very different than humans. So they really do stay with us. So often you feel, and it is a low energy. It's like, oh, yeah, there's somebody brushing by my leg. I'm feeling that warmth. I'm almost hearing that wag. Yeah, almost every seance I do, some dog shows up, some cat shows up. It's kind of magical.
Love it. I have a lot of individuals today writing in here going, what do we do for the contest? Go to the realpsychicsgunwall.room. Make sure you check with us on Facebook. We are going to be putting it up this weekend, but you can see those cartatures. Each cartature has a saying. For example, Psychic Jethro is the magical gatekeeper, and then it leaves it, and then you answer it. And because he is watching the gate and eating lots of hamburgers, he's very magical in how he can make them disappear real quick. But you put them in there, mm-hmm. and you go with that paragraph, and you put together out of it. Those of you who have a very good, and we ask at least a paragraph, you can go more. We have a lot of writers in the crowd, but at least a paragraph. In fairness, if you write down, Jethro is very magical at the gate, and he holds the gate, that is nice, but that doesn't explain a lot. You got to put a little more into it because we are going to be doing the judge. We've got some of our friends, Laura, Emily, Tricia, a couple of you have put in some very beautiful things. Keep putting in. Don't only put in for just one of us. I know you love me and Patty, we love you. Put in for all of us. Listen to it. Go to Linda Irwin's. Look at why is she such a space girl? Why is she up there working with the planets? You know, we all teased her so much about her nice legs, and we found out last week that her actually had washed her pants. She said they didn't get taken, but she has her pants. But she really got me laughing. I love Linda. She's on her feet or on her legs, or they're, you know, dancing. But what we love about it is that you go in and put in what you feel with it. Listen to the other shows. I had a lot of you guys tell me that you've learned so much. Lithmacy with Gary. You know, if you've never had a rock stone reading, get with Gary. Lori C. Lori C. uses those tarot cards, and she's phenomenal. But that's how you get the variety. So definitely we'll be up there, and we've got more of them coming out next week. So put in as many as you can because those prizes will be given away around the week of Christmas here on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got Angie Mitchell. Welcome, Angie, a new family member, very phenomenal, gifted psychic reader, and actually one of my students, and Chris White. So you guys keep putting in. It's so much fun. We're going to grab the phones. We've got a lot of you guys going, Jethro, let us in. 510, what do you know, 510?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Patty. My name is Denise. Hi, and I am looking for a new job. I'm hoping to get something sometime after the turn of the year, and I'd like to know if you see anything coming up.
Silence. That's the room. I actually do. I'm sitting here trying to tune into it a little bit. Just yes, I see something. I'm seeing money coming in, and I'm seeing this kind of this happiness within you, like this switch, this expansion within you, and kind of a calmness taking over you. And I think it is because you're having a new job, because you feel a little edgy about that. And yes, I definitely see it coming. New things, and it makes you very happy.
I love it. I agree with you, Patty, but I also see something about the piggy bank. They're showing me that you're going to have to make sure you do it in financial industry or something, because it showed me a cute little bank, and it was like looking over its shoulder at you like, come get me. You know, it was kind of like look this way, that kind of energy. I feel it has something to do with financial institute or something, and then it took a little bit, and I apologize, both of us, you could feel the energy. I feel like there's something there, Denise, happening for you that's doing that, and the guide said, it's you've got to open that resonation. Sit down and do both sides. Here it is. I know I've got it. And then open it up, any and all jobs and opportunities. Make sure that left side knows that, you know. But a lot of people, that they set themselves right away to manifest. I want to have, and I'm going to have, and I've got it. And then they don't take the left side, any and all, open it up anyways so that it can bring it to you. Because I feel you have a lot more capabilities than right now. It's just frustrating where you are. Something's going on there in the place you live or where the situation is that's causing you odd stress, undue stress. And you've got to be able to just clear your mind, focus it, know you've got it, and do it.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This new job that's coming in, do you see me finding it through the internet or through a connection?
I see it through connections.
Yeah.
That's what I was seeing, groups of people like you – you know, not bothering people, but out there, I'm looking for this job, getting out there, literally networking. It could happen at a party or through a friend or a friend of a friend as much as the internet. That doesn't mean don't stop trying to get it through the internet, because that's putting your energy out there, and it certainly can. But I see a real lead towards it coming through a referral, a connection, or a direct or one person off connection. So keep
the other
that
thing
open.
Is I come from a senior management position, not in finance, but in sales and management. Will this be a lateral move or a entry level position?
A silence again. Oh. This is so not like us, Jethro.
And I apologize, yes, but it's just, and it is. There's something happening with your energy that's wide.
Yeah.
Is, and I feel that the guys are leaving it wide open, so we go to do it, and it's just like, boom, and there's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's that I don't see it entry level, but it's not exactly lateral either. I'm seeing it more like a path. It's a little left, or it's a little right, or it's a slightly bit different. So it's you can't say it's exactly lateral or certain, but I don't get it as exactly entry level. So.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
I would have
great.
To go with that. I apologize. The phones are a little bit odd. Hang in there, Denise. We're still working with it. Those of you calling in tonight, make sure that you do me a good favor when you're calling in. Make sure you turn your radio down. It's not even just the echo, but I had a couple of individuals tell me last week that was part of the energy, and I think this is tonight. We are having a little bit of other stuff happen for those of you that are calling in. We've got a lot of people waiting. Remember, just relax and be calm. If you are really, really wanting the reading, I am in a good focus state, but if you like writing and emailing and Skyping me and Facebooking me and Twittering me and all of them, it's so funny. But in the same breath, you guys got to realize we only have so much people, so much energy. And what we do is we encourage you to go to psycheskonwall.com and get that half an hour to an hour reading. I've got a really good news here. Patty, we want to know what Patty's books are. Jethro's always doing books on here, and we would like to have some of your books down here in Florida because we know you've got them. Now tell us what your books are.
Well, I don't have any of my own books, not yet. I'm working on it, but that takes sitting down and actually working on it. So kudos to Jethro. Wow, I've had segments in, parts in a whole bunch of different books by Maximilian de Lafayette, the person who actually started our federation. Catching me off guard. We'll have to take a break, and I'll have to give you some of the titles of them. Everything from about seances to about witchcraft to about magical words to about house clearings in different compilation books. So I'll have to tell you that later.
We love
that. It's by Maximilian de Lafayette. So, and there, it's like 20 of them, and it's really on. I'm honored to be part of it and to get, you know, my say in these books without having to sit down and finish mine.
Well, we're going to change that, Patty Negri. We've got a really good thing. And Patty, this is new to Patty, too. We've been both so busy. Those of you know our American Federation, we work together, and we're both out doing work. As the Psychics Gone Wild family, one of our phenomenal hosts had a great idea, Gary Wimmer, to put together a book of Psychics Gone Wild, all one mind, one body. We're going to put it together in a way. So what we're going to have is we're going to have the mediumship part. Patty Negri at her best, telling you what she's got with a chapter. The Lithmacy, Gary. Linda Irwin talking about the unseen world and the extraterrestrial activity and the Star Brothers. Me working on the fact the future, psychic medium, how to see that future and know where to go. Each of us grab a hold of that. We'll put the book together, and then you'll be able to pick it up. So you guys hang on. It's not that far down, so we'll have that book together. We're going to collaborate it. And we joked we're going to use the book as what we want to do is to get more marketing to get us out there to help more people. That's what we do this for. So all of you guys that are tuned, you know, keep putting in for us, keep asking. I thought that was really good. I love that. And you guys had me because I would have stumped the psychic because the person that asked me about that, Linda Marion, she was a friend of mine. She told me, she goes, Jethro, I know there was, and I thought there was a book. So I owe you an apology, Linda, and I owe you a piece of pie when I see you again.
Pie.
Yeah. And we were talking about that, me and Patty, with the magic of the pie. Now, for those of you guys who've been doing this, I have sent out to you my blueberry recipe. It's a phenomenal all-natural recipe that that brings the strength to you. It's all health things. I went back a little bit of work, and I got what I call is the magic cake, and it actually has orange juice in it and everything. And the magic cake has all the spices to bring in financial. It was my first teacher, for those of you who've read my first book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and I'm correlating. I'm going to put together a little Jethro Does It Again book, because I want to put some of these things together like this. They're very good. I thank all of you guys that were teasing about the recipes, and I'm going to put that together for some friends up there. But I want to put this, for those of you who know, my mother always made an excellent bread pudding, which was very phenomenal, and we did very well. It was one of the free, we had a free dessert in our restaurant. Well, what I love about it, my sister and me went through the recipe, and we'd always teased my mom about the earth. My mom was very natural. Everything grew in the garden. Everything was very healthy, a Native American woman. Well, I found some different articles and some different things on this that the magic of it was done. And so I thought, in honoring her, by Mother's Day, we'll have that recipes out. You guys, we're trying to get so much to you. So I apologize. I got off the task a little bit here, Patty. I've got a lot of them writing me. The book that I have out now is Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Please, you can pick it up. It's on Amazon right now. I'm so excited about it. It has all of the things you use in your daily affairs you can use on it. If you use playing cards in it, you can use a candle, any of the normal ways of things in your house to use to raise the vibration to read. Of course, all these tools, if you've never had a domino reading, a dice reading, I put all of them in there. I guarantee you're going to love the book. More fun that I've had with individuals is that it brings that sixth sense, and it brings a lot of individuals into having fun about, if you have that time, these are things you can use for yourself. Speaking of, Patty, a lot of individuals fight about this, and this is that topic that's touchy. If I have a tarot deck card, is it okay for me to read for myself, or is it better to have someone else read my tarot?
I personally do not read for myself. I don't know that there's a word better, and it is a touchy subject. I personally think it is really good to get an outside thing. I know a lot of people read for themselves and seem happy with it. I think when you're learning and practicing, it's a good thing to do, because number one, your friends get tired of it. So you could just be practicing spreads and learning what the cards mean. And then you do know who you are, so you can see how that magician card relates to that. Because you know you, so it's a really a practice. But I honestly think we're just a touch too close to ourselves to really get insight. I think leave the cards closed on the deck and just go directly to spirit. That's where you're going to find your own inner self.
Oh my gosh, that's an intense thing, and that is I'm very impressed with that, Patty. We probably share something with it. I know that for years, and this is the topic, we got people already beeping and going crazy on it. They're like Jethro and Patty, they're going at it again. You know, yes, you can argue what you want with new age, old age, boy school, homeschool, back to school, what everybody's dancing. We both know that this is how we do it. It isn't a right or wrong, but it is our own preference. I can tell you from years that I used to read the playing cards, as you guys will read in my book, because I was nervous of the tarot. The tarot that got a shock. My third teacher, Vic, was a very phenomenal man. He set me down and made me learn those tarot. He worked with me very much so that I could do the tarot, and I'm very adverse, love the cards. But as I told you guys before, my second teacher, Abby, was able to lift the cards. She did some magical things on her own. She was very much what I would say a white witch, very positive with it. It had years of practice. It was handed down. And long story short, what I love what Patty just said there, she's exactly with it, utilizing it as a tool. Is it sometimes subjective to do this? And this is where we've had you guys at the American Institute or the Psychic Institute, the biggest argument, some of them in Berkeley. When you're sitting down and you've got those subliminal systems, if someone else is sitting there who's not of the energy, you're going to get the most strongest, accurate reading from someone who isn't. If it's you two good friends and you've sat there and said, I just love her, I want to marry Kay, and I just can't wait to do it. Well, my friend sits down and reads the cards, and ta-da, Kay's in my cards. And she's like, and this is Kay, and she's beautiful. And I go, Kay doesn't seem like a queen of diamonds. She seems more like, I just changed it around, a queen of wands. I'm sorry, wrong tart way of reading. So you got me there. Queen of Wands. I'm like, no, Kay's more of a, I would say, probably a queen of clubs or a queen of coins with her dark hair and complexion. A Wands is more like Patty or, you know, a lighter complexion. So you want to get someone who's not doing that, because automatically, if they know the people in the movie, it's just like if you've already seen the end, you're like, well, I really want, you know, Cagney to run off with Lauren Bacall. I've always wanted that movie to happen that way, you know. So Yes, I love that. Patty, we've got a friend here writing, have you ever used numerology, Patty, in your magic? Someone told me that if you put different numbers on your table, different things can happen. I tried this, and my silly uncle keeps showing up. Now he wants to lose his number because he's from the other side, and he keeps coming. And then after he's been here, my house smells like fried chicken. I'm not real crazy about chicken because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, yes, numbers, everything has an energy. Everything has a spirit. And certainly numbers, whether you're following official numerology or like if I'm doing a spell working or magic, I'll do, okay, this needs 9 knots in the witch's ladder because 9, it's an active, it's an odd number. It causes change. If I need sustainability or balance, okay, we're going to go with an even number. So numbers do all have a spirit, the number itself, the odd versus even, the what, you know, 10, 20, 30. So whether you're, like you said, sticking a number on the thing or working with a number of something, I don't know numerology as numerology. I mean, I know the basics, basics, basics. It's not an art I've studied. I know what I know intuitively and work with numbers, and I have my own meaning and sense of what spirit has given me. But yes, everything has a spirit. Everything has a meaning. And if your uncle likes those numbers, go with it. And don't be afraid of the fried chicken. There isn't really a chicken there. So you could smell it and like it, and you won't be breaking your vegetarian thought form.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, excellent. She's right back. I think Patty is the best one. I got to tell you, Patty, whenever you talk on the phone, I just feel good all over. Thank you. This is your friends here in Nebraska. Oh, very good. And speaking of you guys, Psychic Monopoly will be back. I know all of you guys are asking about it. You have to call the number. There's an 800 number. You call, you tell us which state you're from, and they win. If you call and you have a problem, let's say Jethro didn't pick up your phone 3 times, we get to go to jail. We also win prizes up above us. We've been putting in some stuff we're going to do to make it more fun. It will be back Valentine's Day. Nebraska was one of the states that Patty Negri held on to, and Colorado's another one. So I have some of you guys asking about that. North Dakota, South Dakota were taken by Jan Bach Draeke. She also took Montana and Wisconsin. So she's wild, and we don't know what, but we love her anyway. So those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Patty Negri and Jethro Smith. It's Friday. We're talking, having fun, and discussing about the fact, Patty, my cousin told me that he was going to work with me on some work I do here at my mechanical shops. The sad part was my cousin Ken was in a bad car accident. Unfortunately, he did not make it. I have got to ask you, the time that we talked about being here was at 3:18. He always teased me that he would always show up 18 minutes later than he used to. Now what's happening is that every time during this day, my watch stops, different things happen in my office, and I'm not understanding. I've had a friend suggest maybe I should get a medium, but in the place I live, people laugh at that. What would you suggest I do, Patty, at 3:18?
At 3:18, you know, say hi. Say I'm here for your help. Acknowledge that he's there. Acknowledge that he's giving you signs. I think that's fabulous and fun. What an adventure that your watch stops and things. And the people who laugh at you, you don't even, number one, don't worry about it. But number two, they're not the people you need to talk about it to. You talk about it to people who are supportive and understanding. You don't need to be judged by that. So why? But you could smile inside and know that he's right there talking to you and helping you out. But acknowledge it to him and do that at 3:18. You know, ask him to give you more signs. I kind of like that. You know, he might start, you know, throwing things around the shop, but that's fun. You know who it is and you know what he's doing.
I love all of you guys tuning in. We're talking about the a gentleman here is wanting Patty to explain to him what to do from the person on the other side that's coming in. For today, I've got a lot of you guys really questioning. I don't know. Do I sound funny? I have a little bit of a throat thing, and I apologize. I'm up in Washington D.C. here, and from not being in Florida, I think it's the little bit of chill. Patty, can you hear me? Okay.
I can.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We're having all these people. I want to make sure and remark, we were talking about the fact that Jan Bach Draeke won on those towns of Monopoly and actually those states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana. Those two, Patty Negri and Jan, were our winners of our psychic Monopoly, which we'll be playing again on Valentine's Day. So I've got you guys really questioning me today. I've got to tease you. You know, I'm a little sensitive today, so we got to walk gingerly with Jethro. It has been a new book. I'm very much, it's like just having a first newborn child. I'm really hoping, working. I've been putting a lot of hours in. The marketing in our career, if those of you know, it takes a lot to get out there. So please, you guys, go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. Let us know what you've got. I've got someone here writing in to me that my name is Brad, and I want to talk to Patty about the fact that I would really like to know, is it okay for someone who doesn't believe in magic to date someone that is? I'm madly in love with a girl that I have been in school with for 4 years. Her family is in the practice of it, and my family does not care for it. My mother's told me that she's okay if I date her. She just doesn't want her trying any oogly-boogly at our house. I have been wondering if I should address this with her, or is it something I should take slow? I'm not sure if dating a magic person would be the right thing for me to do. I'm very Catholic.
Okay. Oh, you will be surprised how much Catholics and magic people have in common. You know, half the herbs and oils and incenses we use are straight out of the Catholic Church. Half the rituals and belief systems and magic working the Catholics do are straight out of the magic people's church. You guys have more in common than you even realize. Occasionally the words are slightly different. Yes, fall in love with a magical person. If you're love, love is love. All you guys have to do is realize that it has to be respect for each other and even agree to disagree when it isn't. And that's fine. And ask the same of your families. If they care about you, and they do, just say, okay, if we have that not be a subject at the dinner table, that's even okay too. But there, I think the best couples are those that do have some differences. All it needs is respect right there. And you will learn from her, and she will learn from you. And it's the best. Best!
I love that. You know, and that's what a lot of individuals will you know, when you guys are coming in, this is a learning experience. And I thank you, Brad, for doing it. You know, I've had people write to me and say that, you know, Jethro, this is some of the wackiest questions. But you know what? I know of other people that are thinking the same thing. I've had friends talk to me who want me to talk privately about things to ask Patty or Linda. Linda Irwin is one who brings in some phenomenal topics. It's not easy to sit there and talk about seeing star beings or to talk to individuals. I remember a time not so far back when all this was hidden. I remember with me owning a restaurant, and I had someone actually, they stopped eating in my restaurant. They stopped going there because they were afraid, because I could read their mind, that I knew what was going on in their house. It was very sad for me, and I was a young man trying to make a living. I just bought my first business. Was very, very hurt by the fact that, you know, these customers stopped coming. I went over to their business and said, how are you? And I'm thinking, you know, I sociably, and then, you know, being psychic, I felt something was wrong, and the man let me know that their jewelry store and also friends of theirs at the malt shop back in the day were friends and stuff. They would not be coming and eating the dinner at my cafe, which was a nicer dinner, but because of this, they just knew that I was reading their minds. It took quite a bit of strength, and I had a friend like Patty back then, or Linda, I would have had someone to talk with. No, what I ended up eventually doing was I let this get to me, and I shut that business down and started something different, because I didn't know how to combat people who were not doing it. So Patty, what Patty's talking about, you guys, please believe me, you need to keep this open. It does match.
Yeah, it does. It keeps spice and interest and information, and it's beautiful. My husband's not a magical person at all, but I must say the 15 years we've been together, he's getting closer and closer and closer, and he understands, but he respects, and I respect and understand his beliefs. So it makes life interesting and fun and beautiful. You know, love is love.
It is, and that's the good thing about the compatibility of Psychics Gone Wild family. I've had a lot of people asking me, what happened to different ones? People outgrow us, and that's what we love about it. Me and Patty, we just, you know, we're here to help you. Grabbing the phones, we want a lot of you guys to have a good time. And 916, I know you've been waiting a while. You've been a patient one. How are you, 916?
Hi, thank you both. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hey, Wendy, you rock.
Well, thank you, so do you. I have a serious worry. I lost my job of 15 years on January the 3rd of this year, and it has been quite traumatic. I do have a job starting this coming Monday, but I have two concerns. One of them is the commute is about an hour and a half each way, and I'm concerned that physically I may not have enough stamina to do it. And I'm also hope that they keep me until I find a job that's closer to home. I managed to get an interview with the city yesterday, and I think I was very articulate, and I made eye contact, and it seemed very positive. And I wrote a follow-up thank you for the interview note today. It was very well thought out. I'm also trying with a credit union but I've tried several times and she hasn't hired me. So that's another possibility. Do both of you see me getting work soon, and will it be continuous? Will I keep the job?
Yes. And you just need to stop and slow down and breathe. Relax. You've got a job now. How awesome is that? Don't sit. Yes, there's a commute there. Decide that commute, for what it is going to be your meditation time, your inner work time. It's like that lemon into lemonade thing. Be, number one, grateful that you have it, and know that something better is coming. And I think what Spirit is just telling me is that you really need to breathe and slow and move into it. Yes, good things are coming. You know, this has been a year of learning, and you're going to see later what you actually got out of that, besides the fear and the doubt and the stress of it not working. There is you grew a lot this past year, didn't you? Expanded,
yes,
some of your own knowledge? Yeah.
Yes, and what do you think of my chances of getting the city job? I think the interview went very, it was a group interview, and I think that the manager liked me. Or what do you think about the credit union, or do you see anything happening with that?
What I see, what they're liking is, I see they like your drive, your energy, and they're seeing that as a plus to their company coming in. So,
okay.
And I'm going to stick with that. I want to compliment. I know you've had a couple of times that I know we've had others read for you, Wendy, and I want to make sure we don't affect that a lot. So we thank you for doing that. We've got a lot of you guys coming in. We want to grab onto it. We don't want to do it like all of us keep reading the same reading. We can do that. So we want to just leave it alone when someone's had a reading like during the week a couple times. We welcome you guys that are calling in. Skype, we've got a Skype caller here that's been here since the beginning of the show too. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can, you wonderful people. Yes, I can. This is Evie. Hi, guys.
Yay, good to hear you. Where you been hiding? You've been out there partying without us again, haven't you?
Yes. No, I'm really very happy to have a job. I truly am. And I'm even much more honored that I have been applying to get something much more stable, because I am itinerant. And I've been interviewing, which is fantastic. So my question is, will I hear from some of these people? I know that I did well. And my former boss, who's retired, told me today the most wonderful things, the most beautiful things. He's also on my list of recommendations. And I just need to know, am I doing something wrong? Because I feel that I do well. I'm personable, and I do know what my craft, but I'm wondering, what is happening here? How come I'm not getting callbacks, or just what is happening? Am I doing something wrong?
No, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just a competitive and tough job market, but the right one is coming your way. And this person who's on your side really is on your side.
Yeah.
So I see something actually very soon coming in.
Okay.
As permanent.
Wonderful.
This is the day for jobs, you guys. And I really,
this job day.
It is. And Saturn must be having a little bit of an edge with me with Jupiter, because I'm having this, I'm down here, and that's all I'm feeling. I'm looking above me, and it's a beautiful sky, and I'm here, but I'm not getting much. I mean, I'm going to go with what Patty's got. We love you dearly. Go to psychiscomwell.com, put in for those prizes. I want one of you regular listeners to win, too, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's happening. No, you're not doing anything wrong.
Okay, thank you.
You're holding out for the best one. That's all.
Okay.
Cool. We love you, Abby. We're going into the wildest. We got a bunch of you guys going. Don't push, don't shove. We still got time for the love. You got all of you guys going out there. They're going wild again. It's like, Jethro, I have to know what happened to the dinner you were going to perform in Tampa. I don't know. I do know that we are doing some, we're looking at in January doing a ball, and we're going to have a psychic party for the animals. We're going to be saving the four-legged friends there. I do know that I'm looking at helping some friends there, but that's the only thing I've talked about. I do have, I have opened myself up where I'm going to help with some charity work there, probably around the holidays, doing some work for some friends there at the soup kitchen, but that's going to be during that time. And I thank you for writing in about it. I love you guys. These are some of my favorite people that like to eat my food. So we're having, I guess it's nice to know that, you know, if all else fails, you guys remember, I had a cafe for years. And I, you know, I've thought about the other day when things got real stressful and I thought, you know, I'm trying so hard with these books and then things are going, I could always go back to being, what I would love is to have my own psychic restaurant where people could come in and I could serve you all 12 of the astrology foods, the best foods for it, all of the different desserts that are good for the astrology, and then do some other combinations of really natural, healthy, really good, like that magic cake, food that is really good for you with aromatherapy and good. So, you know, look for it. If things get tough, you'll see Psyche Jethro's open hour for his restaurant business. It's there. We love all of you. Here, another Skype reader, and I don't have your name, but you've called in a Skype caller. Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you. Thank you.
Welcome. It's a little bit on the wilder side today with those phones. They're cracking and snapping here, and I feel like I've got a bunch of cereal fighting with me.
Well, my name is Trish, and I also have a job question. And I'm so it must be, you know, the moon, the stars. I have a job, but we're going through a lot of changes, and I'm just wondering how the changes will affect me.
I'm getting that it's some kind of a reorganization, right?
Correct.
I'm actually getting that versus like specifically for you, for everybody, there will be some people who don't like change because everybody's just the human way is often resistance to change. But I actually see some really good stuff coming out of it for you and everybody. If everybody just has to give it a little bit more of a chance. I feel a little fear there. I feel a little like, what? And people like, you know, because again, everybody's afraid of the unknown. But I actually see some streamlined stuff that there's more good benefits than not. And that certainly does include for you as much as everybody else.
Great. That's exactly what I was hoping to hear.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm seeing this whole like grid lines of shift. And I see a few people like, no, 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 it's fine the way it was. Because, you know, that's just our human way.
Right, right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Trish, for calling in. And I got to tell you, I keep seeing a beautiful koi fish, which tells me that there's some energy happening for you, that you're right where you need to be and things are going to really go well. They're also telling me that to notice the love. I feel like with you, you've got other people and you need to just really have that good feel-good day where you sit down and just, I'm in the food today. I mean, like, make yourself a big, nice Philly cheese sandwich with some really good smashed potatoes, a little bit of gravy there. Sit there and just have a nice little comfortable day and just feel how much people really love you.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Jethro and Patty, and we're Friday. It's going a little bit kooky. For those of you tuning in, I want to take just a minute, and we're going to take a second here. I want you to be thankful. I'm thankful for my teachers. Patty, who are you thankful for this time of the year?
I'm thankful for my teachers who, over all these years, have taught me the magical ways and taught me to look inside and, most of all, taught me to trust myself and to look inwards. I am thankful for the beautiful support system I have around me of friends and neighbors and family. I live in the most amazing neighborhood in the most amazing city, and I hope you guys all feel the same way about your neighborhood and your city. And thankful that I am here on this earth right now in this crazy, wonderful, wild time of living with my little puppy and my two cats and my husband by my side.
I love it. So,
to be on this radio right now is you, Jethro Smith.
I'm so thankful, too, Patty, to have friends and be on the radio with you, too. And those of you, make sure you go over to our sponsors, wild111.com, and check out the how to make soaps and all the fun there of natural aromatherapy soaps at wild111.com. Check out the psychicstore.com, where you can find those paranormal books and some of the things that you wouldn't see other places. And if you're still looking and you want to get some things on astrology and other fun things on it, go to bluemoonnow.net. All three are sponsors of us, and we love them dearly. We're going to take just a second here and play some of that music that we love so much. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do The Sunset Lagoon by the wonderful, phenomenal Linda Irwin. Simply beautiful. What do you think, Patty? Doesn't Linda just her music?
Oh, this is fabulous. Really, I just took a vacation. Literally, I just took a 2-minute vacation. I was like in Hawaii, palm trees swaying, soft breeze kissing me on the sand. That was beautiful. Thank you, Linda. Wow.
Oh, her music is always there. And those of you, make sure with those sponsors you check it out, because they're the ones that do our prizes. Today we'll be giving away, we have an owl necklace that is of jade, and we also have one of jasper, red jasper. So I'm going to go ahead, and I've got the names at psychicsgunwall.com, and we'll pull a name here before the end of the show. You guys are still trying to get in, get in. Patty, I want to talk to you. I cannot wait someday to meet you. My friends were telling me that I have had a past life where I have drowned because I'm very, very afraid of the water. Now, a friend has suggested to me that maybe I should get with a medium, and if I were to sit down and maybe go back over some of this, it could resolve the fear. All I know is that if I see any large bodies of water, I become very, very agitated and do not feel comfortable. Is this a good idea?
I think that's a beautiful idea, yes. You know, and if you have access to a medium, which you obviously do, because we're all over this Psychic Gone Wild group, you can do that. Because number one, you look at it. And number two, you can resolve any issues you had or look at it. And number three, you could see that it's not you now, and you could put the past into the past where it belongs. You could talk to that person and see the fears and see who you were then and really release it. I had a crazy fear of railroad tracks when I was a child, up until young adult, until I was 25. Didn't get it, never hurt by a train. Just terror, just even suburban rail tracks that a train hadn't seen in 50 years, just terror would strike me, and that just didn't work for me. I think I did my first past life regression at age 25, and I saw what happened to me in like Old West days and with a train, and I was able to release it so that I didn't have to carry that fear with me anymore in this life. So yes, that's a beautiful idea.
I love that energy, and yes, and those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. It's Friday with Patty Negri and Jethro Smith, having some fun, doing some time. We've got a couple more phones. We've got quite a few guys waiting. Got different ones writing me going, Jethro, I don't know why, but every time I listen to your show, I get this very funny tickling sensation afterwards. My friends told me that maybe I was psychic. I don't know what it is, but is it possible that my guides could be tickling me? I feel like you're maybe getting ascension energy. I do know that that's a little ticklish. If it feels like on your yellow chakra, which is right above your belly button, if it's a little bit of a tickling sensation like butterflies, if you're feeling an actual physical of the skin, there are feathers doing that. You could have your totem doing that. I know of friends of mine who have very strong cat totems will sometimes feel the tickling and the purr. I could tell you that my totem actually brought me part of my relationship. She did feel that, and after we began to date, she lived in California, I lived in Sedona, and my totem would go and talk to Okay, and she would feel the tickling on her ear until she realized that my totem was like checking to make sure all was fine. Patty, I'm not sure why they're getting tickled by us.
Well, it's sensation. It's sensation. It's energy. Think of it. To me, spirit, guides, energy, everything is energy. Everything is energy. Think about energy like when you feel a little bit of electricity, don't go stick your finger in a light socket or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes everybody's got the tiniest shock off a battery or something. See that familiarity? That's you really connecting into that, whether it's your spirit guide or energy or one of your animals coming in. You're feeling that literal, it's like electric, like if you work with ghost meters, people who work with ghosts, they read electromagnetic field, which is just that electricity. So that's what you're feeling.
I love it. And Linda also is telling us that. Linda Irwin says it's an upgrade by the Spirit Brothers and in going through the sensation. So you think of what Patty and you're talking about, you know, some work there going together. I do know that, and those of you who tuned into the show Wednesday, phenomenal guest, phenomenal time, really good thing. And I do think that I was having some things. Dina helped me on the show live. You got to see Dina and her psyche healing at her best. I do feel that was something going on there. I do want our guest back. He's a very phenomenal person, lovely light vibrational energy of writing about the universe and about a lot of spirituality there. So those of you tuning in, this is real and it's alive. We are taking this at home and trying it out. So those of you who are calling in, I've got an individual write me, okay, we're going to take the name. So I'm going to pull it out. And we have Helen McQuan from Virginia. So Helen McQuan, you are the winner. Congratulations. Thank you for listening in. You guys definitely go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in. We have a lot of the emails. I've had some of you guys ask me, what is it about the emails? What it is that you get the specials. And if you want to know about who's on special, Patty does discounts. We all know that Patty doesn't go right to the minute. And one thing wild about Patty is Patty's always been pretty much underpriced, but that's how Patty does it. We love Patty. Patty also does discounts where you can get a 25% if you go and you do the email. We've got some articles of Patty's that we put in there. I snuck some before that she put out on Facebook for a while. I also have a couple of Gary Irwin's blogs that are phenomenal if you're ready for them. And, you know, we're adding and Jan Bachdrake's poetry. So you guys make sure you go there and you know, check out with the emails of it. We're looking here at 818. Don't be late. You got in, 818.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. Yes.
Oh, no, and our 818 got taken away by the phone monster. Please
no.
Come back, 818. Oh, we haven't had that in a while. I thought we'd gotten that up. I'm so sorry, 818. How about 229?
Hello, this is Melvin. How are you, Debra?
Great, Melvin. It's been a while. You've decided to run around and just give up on us again. That's how you are, Melvin. Every time I turn... No, I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing Melvin. He's a nice man. How are you doing, Melvin?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I just have a question I want to ask you all about. Hi, Miss Patty.
Hi, Melvin.
All right. I want to ask you, I had a meeting today with my supervisor, female, about this guy that was, you know, trying to really fight me on my job the other day. So she, you know, we had a meeting in her office today, and we agreed to let everything go. But I really didn't feel comfortable with that. But that's the only job I have. He has two jobs. I only have one, and it's part time. But by saying all of that, is this guy going to be any more trouble to me? Because now he has told the lady that none of the guys at the group home doesn't get along with me, the employee. And is there going to be any problem for me on this job? Any more problems?
Goodness. I feel yes. Are you? I mean, and I feel like this person is not right, but this is a very strong male competition thing with this person. He knows that other people like you, and he's really trying to use you an example or cause this out. He doesn't like the competition, the way people are looking or even treating you around him.
He's real jealous, isn't he?
It's exactly the word. You know, you can dress them up, but that word can make people the worst, and that's what I feel. And I feel sad for you, Melvin. I feel like you're at a point in your life where you've earned more for yourself, but I feel that is there. Let's get a lady's view. Sometimes, Patty, you know, the softer side can actually handle this a lot stronger than us.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with Jethro. This guy, you know, he's a troublemaker for you. So, again, what you have to do is diffuse it. I'm glad you decided you let it go, because otherwise you're feeding it. What would be a nice thing to do is get a little floating candle, just a little drugstore one. Float it in water and let go of attachments to him, because you will feed it too with your fear or expectation, or you feel badly about him and angry about him and unfairly treated too. I'm not saying give in to any of it by any means, but water helps forget. So it's like the water of forgetfulness. Light a little candle, and just like to help the energy soften the whole thing. And you don't feed it. When he bothers you, we actually talked about that this week with Janine. When he bothers you, just give a smile and don't fight back. And you can lessen it. You really, really have power. Don't become victim, but don't by any means feed it either.
Yes, but how the other guys is going to treat me when I go back to work?
The other people?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it'll be fine. Don't even think it's not. I think people can see the energy of him, and they can see the energy of you.
Yeah. Wishing you the best, Melvin. We're going to stay there. And you hang in there. You know you're a cool one. I'm sorry I tease you. It's only because I like you. You know that, why.
I know that. Oh, yeah. I love you guys. Yeah, thank you.
We love you.
We go in here. We're loving everyone. We're down to the 3 minutes. We got to go. 818, I want you to get back in, because you got grabbed by the phone monster that we didn't even know. We want to give that a little bit of time here. 818, let's give a real quick one.
Yes.
I'm so sorry they got you.
That's okay. My name is Shireen, and I just wanted to find out what future do you see regarding my love life?
Ooh, the one thing I love to talk about.
I want to ask you about the career, but I figured you got so many questions.
Well, thank you. I know, and today's not the day for me to do that. And I'm like, I'm all romantic with Venus, and they're all throwing me Jupiter. I'm like, what's with this? It's a heavy ball. I love the energy around you, and I see that there's a very good expansion of guide work coming in, and they're telling me that you have this little bit of eccentricness about you, that you want a nice, charming man, but you want a person that does like you, who laughs at life. And they're telling me that you've had some situations there that is about career and things going, but I feel like there's a good one. They said that you are going to – I feel it's a green energy. I feel it's very positive, and I feel this individual is you're going to laugh at me. I'm not saying go date your butcher, but they're telling me at the meat market. They're telling me something at the market. They're saying that this person is around, like, cutting food product, like a butcher. I'm going to stick with something around it. Oh, my gosh. If you date the butcher, make sure you make friends with him. I want some tenderloins and everything, Shireen. Oh, my goddess.
Is that why you see a butcher?
I've seen his person with you. It looks like he's very much with the, like I would say, in a store, in a product, or working within a place, and I feel this is very good. They're also telling me that you have more admirers than you realize, but you're kind of shy.
You don't see that with somebody that I know. Something will be going on with somebody that I know.
the person that you know, I feel like, is a little bit hard-headed, and I feel like they want to, but I feel like there's something that's going on there that's holding them a little bit of energy. I feel it's a good thing for you two together, but I feel like they're like taking baby steps where you'd like them to dance across the floor.
So you don't see anything with that?
Oh, now, come on. you're not shy. You're putting blocks there with Cupid. I do see the person there, but I think they're going a little slow. Can I get their first name? I have to get a little bit more permission.
John.
See, I feel it's good with John, but I feel like you need to take a little more of the initiative and kind of sit down. And I'm not saying make demands. Go, John, you will kiss me at midnight or it's party off. But I'm saying you should put a little energy with John that can kind of get him to communicate a little more. I feel like he's dragging his feet is what I'm getting. We've got 90 seconds. I'm sorry, Shereen.
That's okay. Thank you.
We love you. Patty, let's tell them where to get us at before they kick us out the door.
Okay, they can find us both at psychicsgonewild.com. You can find me at pattynegri.com, PATTINEGRI. And Jethro?
JethroSmith.net. Love all you guys, and remember, stay wild. It's the only way to be.
And vote for us.